So I'm here at the Fletcher Summer Institute for the Advanced Study of Nonviolent Conflict, and I'm speaking with Saira Rahman Khan from Bangladesh. And I'm wondering, what are your takeaways from this morning's presentation by Jack Duvall, looking at the history of nonviolent struggles? Did you feel that any important ones were left out?
Well, being a Bangladeshi, I was a little upset that the issue of the language movement in Bangladesh was not discussed, because for us that was a very significant nonviolent movement. It actually was significant enough for the UN to take it up. And I think a few years ago, the 21st of February, which was the day in which this movement started, was recognized by the UN as International Mother Language Day. This language movement I'm talking about dates back to 1952, when the Pakistani government came to East Pakistan, which is now Bangladesh, and openly declared that Urdu and only Urdu would be the state language. But 55% of the Pakistanis during that time spoke Bengali, or Bangla as we call it now. And so there was a big protest, and which sparked off actually from the student community, the university students. From Dhaka University, from Dhaka Medical College, and all the other colleges, and they started to rally and protest against this because, like I said, 55% of the population of Pakistan at that time spoke Bangla. And later on, because the protests did not stop and the rallies didn't stop, even though there were police charging them and a few students died and a few civilians also died, non-students, the Pakistani government then just sort of turned around and said, okay, both Bangla and Urdu would be state languages and would be used. So that was a very significant issue in Bangladesh at that time.
There's one other movement that you mentioned in Bangladesh that wasn't mentioned that probably deserves a mention.
Oh, that was the fall of our autocratic dictator, Hossein Mohammed Ershad. He started off as a chief martial law administrator, and then he made a constitutional amendment, dissolved all the parties, declared himself president of Bangladesh, and basically ruled the country with an iron fist for 9 years. Again, the movement, anti-Ershad movement, started from the student community, Dhaka University, and from left-leaning political parties, protests in the streets, breaking the curfews, underground meetings, leaflets, pamphlets against the dictatorial regime. And there was also some protest from the political parties at that time who were banned, but, you know, meetings and everything used to happen at that time as well, underground. And after a few months, Ershad found that he couldn't really do anything about stopping the movement, despite all the police he deployed on the streets, the curfews he imposed. He gave up, basically fizzled out, his power just fizzled out. And then after a year, we held our first democratic elections in Bangladesh after 15 years of martial law regimes.
Wow, wow. Saira, thank you so much for sharing these movements with us.